Coast Radio Newswatch. The truth verified.
South African police and Interpol officials have arrived in Eswatini, where they're about to carry out an extradition order for two suspects in the murder case of rapper Keenan, a.k.a. Forbes, and Sabelo Motswane. They flew out of the country this morning to bring back Siyabonga and Malusi Ndemande, understood to be dangerous and wanted in connection with three cases here. The brothers were arrested last year, just weeks before five other suspects were taken into custody for the 2023 murders of AKA and Motswane. South Africa applied to have the brothers brought to Durban to stand trial with the group. The Ndemande brothers, though, have been fighting an Eswatini court decision granting that application, but abandoned their appeal last month. Here's National Police spokesperson Atlende Mate.
The first case being the murder of a taxi boss in Amanzimtoti in 2022. The second case being the murders of AKA and Tibs Motswane. And the third case being the murder of a driver of a taxi boss, as well as the attempted murder of his wife. So in all these three cases, they are facing 24 charges.
She says they'll be arrested by the lead investigator once they arrive in South Africa.
They will be processed, will take the fingerprints and so on. They will then be taken to a local station where they will be charged, processed, and then thereafter they will be taken to court where they will appear before a magistrate. So it is quite a significant moment for us.
The organization Undoing Tax Abuse says while the auto demerit system is a complex process, it believes it can still work if implemented properly. ARTOS welcomed Transport's decision to postpone the implementation of ARTO from December to July next year. The aim of the legislation is to remove traffic offences from the courts and handle them administratively, coupled with the introduction of a demerit system. ARTO CEO Wayne Juvenage says the latest regulations were rushed through without proper public consultation and published in a way that made them difficult to read.
While we're not opposed to the demerit point system, I mean, it works in a number of countries. And in order for it to work in South Africa, we are far from ready. It is a very complex process. And what's made matters more difficult, and this was always going to be a challenge for R2, is the fact that a number of municipalities are withdrawing from the R2 or the whole RTIA, the Road Traffic Infringement Agency's management of the traffic fine system.
And Australian scientists have announced the discovery of a new bee species they've dubbed Lucifer. The researcher who spotted it says she was drawn to the insect's unique appearance and little horns. She was studying a critically endangered wildflower in the state of Western Australia 6 years ago when she came across the new member of this bee group. Experts at the School of Molecular and Life Sciences believe the distinctive horns, which are only present on females, may serve as a defense or pollen-gathering mechanism. They hope the discovery raises awareness about habitat loss and climate change, driving many vital species to the brink of extinction. Back home, a level 4 warning for severe thunderstorms is still in place over KZN's western interior. Forecasters say heavy downpours, damaging winds, excessive lightning and hail may pose a danger to life. Durban and Maritzburg, 29 today. Richards Bay, 32. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Bafana Bafana boss Hugo Bruce targeting a convincing win against Zimbabwe on Saturday. Let's go with Zambia on Saturday. Winning start for Sinner at the ATP Finals, and England ready to humble the All Blacks at Twickenham.